This call is being recorded.
You're seeing your chakras now lined up below. Feel and know the energy that is within these chakras, that is within the ideal that you have chosen here, that you are now feeling the love connection with, that you are now feeling that sense of oneness, that closeness. As you can, if you want, merge with this one. Even if it is myself as Yeshua or any of the others that were mentioned or any others that you might feel a special bonding with. But looking down now, down to the very bottom chakra, down to the base of your spine, visualize or see or know that serpent energy that is at the bottom chakra, residing at the base of the spine. Feel it begin to stir ever so slightly. Feel it begin to move a little bit, begin to wake from its slumber. Kundalini energy has been slumbering for a long time. But every so often it awakens and it moves up a little bit up the spine, up all through the chakras. Often it is stopped by energy blockages. Feel this energy now beginning to move its way from the first chakra up to the second. As it moves to the second, you are watching it come up. If it stops at the second chakra, then there is something there that is blocking it. And now it is time then to release. Release the energy there. Simply say, the energy blockage that is holding my Kundalini energy is released. Say it to yourself. And as that block is released, continue moving the energy upward. If you like visualizing, visualize a snake finding its way the caduceus of the chakra system. See it continuing to rise up. It is no longer blocked now by the second chakra, and some of you did not even have a block there. It continues to rise up to the third chakra. Feel it rising up to the third now. And if there is a block there, do the same again. Release the blockage. Let it go. Chakras hold memory patterns. These memories can simply be released. So if there is a block, it is often from a memory. Memory may come to you, and if so, simply release it. The memory does not come. Just simply release the block. Now as it is to the third, continue it on up to the fourth chakra, the love center. And feel as it moves into the love center. Feel the beauty of this center. Feel the connection with your heart center. You have done much this weekend, much leading up to this weekend, to open up the heart. Feel the opening heart now as it opens with a cascade of flowers now. Beautiful red, pink, purple, white, yellow, all the flowers, all different colors. Or if you prefer, only one color. See it beautifully cascading out of your fourth chakra now. even, if you wish, smell the flowers. Smell the fragrance from these flowers. Make it whatever flowers that you like special. Smell them, feel them, see them. The beauty of these flowers. A visualization exercise, but this is also a feeling exercise. In many respects, more feeling than seeing. Once the blocks are released here, if there were any, many of you have released the blocks already at this fourth chakra center. Allow for the energies to continue to move upward now. Up to the fifth chakra. Many of you would now be feeling the energies in your spine. You would be feeling a tingling in your spine, perhaps a heat coming over you, feeling heat build up. The base of your spine, as it moves up your spine, you are feeling a sense of, there are many noises going on here. We cannot continue if this continues. If the sensations are feeling to you like you cannot go on with them, then do not continue the process. Leave it as it is at this time. But for those of you that want to continue, if you can, you will continue all the way up to the seventh chakra, but first to the sixth chakra. So if you have passed the fifth, which would be approximately in your face area, your throat area, up into your face area, all the way to the bridge of your nose. And once it has reached the bridge of your nose, and some of you may be feeling a tingling sensation, maybe even an electrical sensation, as it moves up through your body, tingling out through your arms, your hands, earlier, up your legs, your feet, and on upward. There are many different indications of the Kundalini energy rising, many different sensations that come along with this. And there is no wrong or right way to feel in this. Whatever it is for you is the right way for you now. If you are feeling the energy still now at the fifth chakra and you are ready to move beyond that, let the energies continue to move until they have reached the third eye center, the middle of your forehead. Once it is there in your middle of your forehead, the blockages would be gone at this point. You would no longer be feeling them. Or that there would be a block here. If it has passed the fifth, which is the center of will, if you have passed the will center, then you are ready to complete this. Feel the energies now moving into your sixth chakra, into the middle of your forehead, and you may feel an intense pressure there. May even become too strong for you to handle. And if so, ask for it to be backed off a little bit. Some of you may feel not only a pressure, but a headache may come over you. Again, the sweating may be there. And certainly the tingling and the electricity can be moving through you. If you are not feeling any of this, do not despair. It does not mean that you are any less than anyone else. You are who you are. If you are not ready for this, then you are not ready. But there are quite a few, as we find it here, that are prepared for this, that can handle this. It goes along with the connections that were made earlier. As you have reaffirmed your connection with the source within you, the God source, the creative source. If you are able now and ready, it has moved into your sixth chakra and you feel the energies building there, feel them building stronger and stronger until you begin to see a sense of, or and even feel a sense of fireworks within your middle of your forehead, as if there is explosions going on, explosions of light. And at that point, you will see an energy or feel an energy moving from that sixth chakra center, the middle of your forehead, up into the pituitary gland, the crown chakra. And as it moves into the crown chakra, it is in an arcing fashion. And the explosion then continues on at the seventh chakra, the crown center, as the energies are exploding out of the top of your head. And at this point, you begin to become aware of the chakras that are yet higher above. You have heard of them, you may have read about them, but you can experience them once you have completed the seven chakras, completed this Kundalini rising process. Again, if this is difficult for you, or you are not feeling it, there is no problem with this. But know that when the event occurs, you will be feeling much of this again, and many times stronger than this. Would anyone wish to share of their experience up to this point?
I do. This is Nancy. I went ahead a little bit before you said, like, imagine your seventh chakra, the third eye, like exploding like light. Mine had already done that. And I felt like resting, like a deep rest between each chakra after I had come back to myself again. That's what I have noticed. And every time it happens, I'm like, I was re-energized to go to the next one.
Yes. Very good. Anyone else wish to share?
I'd like to share. It made me cough. Got that tickling, and I was so sorry, but I couldn't resist. I tried to drink some water. It was right when it got up to my heart or my throat chakra.
Yes.
And I was so sorry, but I couldn't help it. And then when it came up to my... My third eye, I did feel pressure, but there was light sparking out, lavender and white, like a firecracker.
Yes, yes.
And then when it hit my crown chakra, there's so much pressure that I thought I was going to go down through my chair. I had a great experience.
Yes. Experience is not yet over. This is the Kundalini energy. Anyone else wish to share? Please speak up here.
For the first time, I perceive there are more chakras.
Yes.
After I went into this very translucent, sparking light on top of my head, everything is like super light, but it's like a clear, translucent light, and then I perceive there are more.
Yes, that is correct. Who else would share?
I would share.
Yes.
Yes, I felt tingly up through my spine. I felt the heat. I felt pulsating. Even until now, I still feel tingly in the crown chakra. And I realized and noticed that if I was just breathing in and out softly, that it will help move the energy up.
Very good. Anyone
I'll
else share?
I'll share. No. It's been a very smooth movement through all the chakras, and I felt all the heat building up, but very relaxing with the energy, and I kind of was having the experiences happen before you would express them, and when I got to the third eye, I completely saw the snake like a cobra, and all the explosions happened, and I was thinking, wow, this might be more intense, but I've been able to maintain it. It's still happening. It feels beautiful.
That's wonderful. You have been able to maintain it because of working through the ideal of love.
Yes.
This is what is needed to work with the Kundalini. There are many opportunities for people to work with this Kundalini energy in your many different yoga stances and yoga styles, but there are times when the participant is not quite ready for this process. And in that case, the one who serves has been correct in that taking heaven by storm is a dangerous proposition. This is not. This is gentle. This is rhythmic. This is working through the various chakras in the time that you need to do it and in the frequency as you are working through this, the vibration that you are setting up as you are going through this. This is the
Thank
key
you.
That is needed here. Would anyone else wish to share?
Yes. I would like to say, when you say the snake, I was imagining the snake, and it helped me a lot. It was very smooth with the snake. And until now, my chakra is very tingling, and that was and everything went smooth for me. I see the light, the explosion, my forehead, and all that. It was really, really, really smooth for me. It's good.
There's one thing that seeing the explosion, seeing the light. It is another from feeling it. Who has felt the connection here? Who has felt the tingling or the electricity going through their body? Anyone out there?
Lorelei, yep.
Yvette, yes.
Myra, yes.
Janelle, yes.
To me, it's like convulsions. There's literal convulsions going on, like
yes.
Large amounts of them.
Peter, I feel a pulsing still in my spine, through my head, and up the eighth, ninth, all the way to the 12th chakra.
I definitely feel electrical, and this is Susan, electrical pulsing and vibration. It's very gentle and beautiful. Thank you.
Very good. Now we're going to move on to the next step here. Now that many of you have raised your Kundalini up through the chakras, some even all the way to the seventh chakra, this does not necessarily mean you are an enlightened soul now at this point, but it is a process toward enlightenment. When you have the full Kundalini awakening, it will be way beyond what you are experiencing here. This is a precursor. This is a beginning understanding of what you are going to be feeling. And when the pulse of energy comes to the planet in the form of the event as we speak of, and as many others speak of, when that energy comes into the planet, you will have this Kundalini rising experience, but it will be so much more powerful than what you are feeling now. It will be so much more powerful than anything you have felt up to this point. If you have ever had a Kundalini rising experience and you felt the intense fire move through you, you have a beginning idea of what this is going to be like. Now, as you are, whatever process you are in at this point, whatever chakra that you stopped at, allow for the light now to explode from whatever chakra you made it to. If it is to the seventh, let it explode out through your head. If it is to the fifth, let it explode out through your throat area. If it is the fourth, your fourth chakra. See the energies now, the light, white light, exploding out from your body. Not only filling your body, but filling the space around your body. And the light moving to the one next to you, and to the one next to them, and so on. And let the light move all the way through this room. And if you are not in this room, be in this room here and now. There is no time and space, so you can be here in this moment with us now. And when I say us, I mean us. I am not talking only of those of you in this room or those of you on this phone. I am talking of all of the angels and the archangels have gathered here in this area. You can begin to feel them all around you. You can feel their energy moving around you, swirling around you as they move in, fly into this particular area and are standing behind you now, each one. Those of you on the phone that have joined here in this space, simply, and if you haven't yet, just say so and you are here. Ask your higher self, your source, to bring you and you will be here. And as you are here, you will feel a touch on your shoulder. It will send shivers through your body now, and you will feel that energy course through your body and merge with the Kundalini energy as it has moved up your body. And you will feel, many of you will feel shudders, many of you will feel, have goosebumps or chills come over you. Some may feel a new sense of heat come over you, but they are all here now. All of the ones that you reach up to, all of the ones that are mentoring to you, those of Ashtar, Sananda myself, Saint Germain, Adama, Buddha, and so on and so on and so on. Lady Nada, of course, Lady Portia, Lady Faith, Archangel Michael. Feel them all around you. And then all the ones that you do not know the names of, you are not familiar with, but they are all here now, surrounding us. Now I want you to focus your attention in your third eye center. Just as you have been doing in many of these exercises, focus your attention there. Build the connection there in your third eye. Send light to it. Send energy to it. Feel it opening up. And actually feel it and visualize your third eye opening wide. Now, as it opens wide, I'm going to ask you to open your physical eyes. And as you open your physical eyes, very slowly look around the room. Take in what is here in this room. Either see it or feel it, but feel the energies, feel the love that has come into this room from so many different beings of light. We are all here now. Do you feel the connection? All the ones that have joined us. Has anyone seen them with their physical eyes?
Yes.
Very good. Anyone else?
I have.
Yes. Ashtar, my dear, is here in front of you.
Yes, I see him. That's who I'm saying.
Yes.
Thank you.
He has specifically come to be here for you and for several others here as well who have a strong connection with him, just as many of you have a strong connection with myself, and others of you have a strong connection with Michael.
Oh, my God.
Gabriel. They are all here celebrating this moment with all of you. For in many respects, this is a graduation of sorts. Not as much an initiation, but a graduation here. Does not mean you will be able to fly off, but it does mean that you will feel these energies for some time now. They will continue on within you, into your dream state tonight, and many of you will have amazing dreams tonight. And many of you as well will remember those dreams. Archangel Michael is waiting for several of you to join him on his ship, just as Ashtar is waiting for many of you to join on his ship. New Jerusalem, Archangel Michael, the new Bethlehem, Bethlehem Star, and many, many others. Have you felt their touch on your shoulders?
Yes.
There's so much love from them. There's tears rolling down my eyes. There's so much love in this room. There's a company of heaven, and there's so much love. So beautiful.
Yes. We love you beyond imaginings. Certainly unconditionally. For you are not only our brothers and sisters, but you are our friends, our loved ones, our beloveds. We are always here with you and have always been here with you. There has never been a time when you have been left alone, unless you asked to be left alone. Now, I will continue. As you know, I am Sananda, and I have spoken many times to this group, to those of you on the phone, and have shared many things, and I have spoken of our mission together. What we came here to do, and even in some respects, where we came from. I am here now to tell you more about your missions. You have heard of the 12 tables and the 12 of 12, and how these tables will be occupied by those of you that are ready to sit at these council tables. That does not mean there will be only 12 and 12, making 144. But that does mean that you, each one of you, will have the opportunity to sit alongside of me, alongside of Saint Germain, alongside of Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Lady Nada, and on, we will all be here with you, just as we are here now. This is an indication, or yes, a precursor, of when we are here together in a more physical fashion. More physical in terms of not being in your illusionary status here, but you coming out of that illusion, you coming out of this third dimension, and joining us closer to where we find ourselves now. As I have mentioned before, when you see us, we do not expect you to supplicate yourself in front of us. That means all of us. None of us will allow you to do that. If you attempt to do that, we will raise you. Because you are our brothers. You are our sisters. And as you are hearing more and more that there is only one source and we are it, all of us, there will come a time, not too far off, when the frequencies have risen enough, when enough have awakened across the planet, following the event, following the connection with the galactics, following the reconnection with the Agarthans, those come up from below, and those come down from above. And that joining has happened. It will be the time when it will be left to you as to whether you would join us now. Join us once again in continuing, not this fight, not this battle, this love, of all mankind, and to assist in the continuing process of raising consciousness across the planet. So as the choice is given you, you will decide, yes, I will return, I will come back, I will assist my brother and my sister in coming forward just as I have. And I will be there to assist them as well as continuing to assist those of us in helping all of you. That is the 12 of 12. That is your mission if you choose to accept it. And again, as the times come, more will be given on this. But know that you are all in a position, every last one of you is in a position to be able to once again choose to be chosen. I am Sananda. All of my peace and love be with all of you, unconditionally. Padme Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you. How you all feel?
Spaced out.
Spaced out. You all look spaced out. You know that?
We are.
You look like you've got clouds over your head and all of these kinds of things. You really are spacey. Cadets.
Deeply touched and emotional. Deeply touched and emotional.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Gratitude.
Gratitude. Yes. Yes. Wonderful. Warm.
Excited.
Not hot. Just warm.
Loving. Warm.
Loving warm. Yes.
Bubbly.
My crown chakra is still tingly.
Yes. As Sananda said, it will continue on for some time and lead into your dream state tonight. And oh my goodness, you are going to have some wild dreams tonight.
Woo-hoo! I'm simply numb.
Yeah. That was a good one.
I am amazed.
You are amazed, but you know what? We are amazed. We continue to be amazed by your tenacity, your persistence, your gumption to continue through this process. Many of you have fallen off before, in this particular group and in many other groups. Some are guided into the group and they stay for a little bit and they find out either it is not for them or they are not ready for it. And that is certainly fine. There is no problem with that whatsoever. It is for each one to be wherever they are in the given moment. Many have been called here, and many have also chosen to not accept our invitation. This is this group as well as many other groups across the planet. We mentor to many different groups, all of us, those that you call the company of heaven. We are all a part of this. And we do love you unconditionally. How was it taking heaven by storm, people? How did you like that?
Loved it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We kept telling you, don't take heaven by storm. I guess we do not practice what we preach. Notice Sananda led this one. They wouldn't let me lead this. Might have cracked a joke or two in the middle there somewhere.
We'll never reach the top.
Feels like we're in a sauna or something, just relaxing at the jacuzzi. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you see the connection here? How all of this has come together, all of this has been orchestrated this weekend with working with the higher self, working with the source energy within you, connecting with that source, merging with that source in several different ways. And then finally, working directly with the Kundalini energy to raise it, to bring it up safely, to work with it. Do you see the connection here, the great orchestration that has gone into this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
is
you.
Is this the first advance where that Kundalini practice has been facilitated?
This is the first one, yes.
Beautiful.
We have never done this before with a group such as this.
This group feels like big family.
This is why Sananda said that this is a graduation of sorts.
Were our higher selves involved?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Where else would they be?
Profound work tonight. Very beautiful. I feel like this is family, big family here.
This is family. And no, James, we are not going to start saying we are family. He was over there beseeching me not to do that.
I have rose quartz in my heart chakra. Still, it's still there.
Yeah.
And it's like when you go in a cave and you see the crystals are kind of sticking out. That's what I had. I felt it. I have this pressure in my chest, in my heart chakra, and it's still there.
Yes, yes. Many of you that had indications as the Kundalini energy was rising, such as the throat problems, the palpitations that came over you, the pulsing energies that occurred, all of this were indications that there is reality to what you are doing. Sometimes, many times, the human condition requires a little bit of proof. And this was your proof that this is really happening. And those that had a sense of throat blockages and this type of thing, there is a need to work in that area of your chakras. Your fifth chakra in this case. And just so you know, many have that block there in their fifth chakra, because that is the will center. That is where you turn over your will to your Father, to your Source.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
If you are not willing to turn that will over, it is difficult to move beyond that center. But love, as has been demonstrated, will call the energy up safely. You have all done marvelously here. Give yourself a round of applause.
Yay.
Now give all of those that came here to assist you a round of applause.
Blessings, love. Thank you. I have a huge rose garden growing in my heart. It hasn't stopped blossoming. It's so beautiful.
Wonderful. Would there be any questions here now for one who serves?
I have a question.
Yes.
I smell gardenias. I smell flowers. I don't know if anyone else smells.
That is indication of the flowers within your heart center. That is also indication of various ones, certainly of the female gender, that have visited here, that have been here.
Mm-hmm.
Those that smell roses, that of course is Mary.
Yeah.
Those that smell gardenias is Lady Nada.
Oh.
It's nice. Let's see, gardenia.
He is very powerful. Do not fool Lady Nada. Are there questions here?
Could you tell us exactly more about Lady Nada?
What would you like to know?
I would like to know who she is, where she's from, her gifts to us.
She is the consort of Sananda. She is the twin soul of Sananda. She is the one that is largely in charge of calling the green light here on the planet, once it has been given by Creator. He is the one that then brings it all into motion, along with Sananda, as well as Saint Germain,
mm-hmm.
and Lady Portia with him, or rather, Lady Athena. No, Lady Athena is with Ashtar. We are getting this confused here now. Lady Portia with Saint Germain. They are all here to assist in this continuing process as it comes. Other questions here?
I have one.
Yes.
I hope it's not changing the subject too much, but I wanted to ask if you could give us any indication of what went on this afternoon with the ladies doing the ceremony of the birthing.
We look into this here.
Lydia kind of
yes.
was the leader.
We were not eavesdropping at that time, just so you know.
Okay.
But we are searching now and looking into this and looking into various ones of you here in the room who participated. And you already know what it felt like as you were going through it. You already know what kind of success that you felt with it.
Yes.
And to know that it had beneficial, not only for you, each one that participated in this, in releasing energies, releasing memories, all of these things you have been working on, but you have also been working on releasing tensions and memories and sadness and all of this throughout the planet with, in this case, the female gender in women, in the feminine consciousness here, and the goddess here has definitely been aware of what has occurred here and has watched over this and has given the indication or given the understanding that was utilized in bringing this all about. The goddess herself oversaw what occurred here. How's that for success? Other questions here?
I have one.
Yes.
Go ahead.
While the Kundalini was coming up, there was a lot of energy coming through, but I also felt a different energy on the palm of my left hand. Can you speak to that?
Energies as they are arising will feel different in different times and different for different people. And as you were having the experience come up your body and feeling the energies, the heat in your left hand, this is the feminine side of yourself. And this is where the may be some blockages here in this understanding as far as the feminine, the female consciousness within you. Does this make sense to you?
It does. Thank you.
That was meant specifically for you.
Thank you.
I have one.
Kuan Yin was here, yes, certainly. She was not mentioned, but many were not mentioned. But yes, she was here. All of her glory. By the way, Sanat Kumara watched from afar, but he was very aware of what was occurring here as well. Other question here?
I have one. At what point can we enter the light chamber after the blessings start?
The blessings start? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Are you talking about the financial blessings?
All of it. The event, all
yes.
of the things.
after the event, after many things have settled down somewhat after this, after consciousness has shifted across the planet, after those coming from the galactics, we will say, as they are beginning their landings, they are beginning to show their ships, beginning to show the technology that they bring, you will then be invited to enter these crystal chambers. Now, that is for the more of the masses. For others, there will be an indication as the beginnings of these landings happen. You, many of you, will be invited to aboard the ships or go into the inner earth and be a part of the expressions there as far as moving into their chambers. Also, the cities of light will begin to appear. Begin to appear as you are moving up into their vibration. This is the key here. They will not show fully until mass consciousness has moved into the higher vibration to match that vibration in the etheric realm. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes?
When Kundalini was rising, and when it got to the crown chakra, I felt the heat and also pressure in my nose area. And it was, I felt kind of like even dizzy or like expanded, I guess. And that pressure in my nose, and it was like through the whole head, the pressure from the back of my head to the nose, and it stayed for a while.
These are all indications of the Kundalini energy rising, different for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
No one experienced the exact same symptoms, but each of you have a sense of what occurred, and as it occurred, the various symptoms or feelings or sensations that you had through this.
Okay, thank you. And also, I wanted to ask, I have headache on this last few days, and every time I go outside and walk on the sun, I feel like it makes it or brings back a headache. It's like something is going on in my head.
Yeah. We can say to you, as well as to many others out there, the energies are rising rapidly, and many of you will begin to feel some of these sensations. You have not had headaches before, you may begin to have them. If you have not had stomach aches and pains in the area there, you may begin to have them. If you have not felt dizziness before, you may begin to have it. This is the energies rising and rising. But of course, as you have heard many times, you are also acclimating to these energies. So where they would be much more powerful and much more damaging to you, they will not be quite so much because you are ready for them. Not to say the same for many other individuals out there. This is why, though, why this is taking so long and in the way that you look at this. Because if it did not, if it was sped up, if the Alliance said now is the time for the event, and Creator said, now is the time for the event, and it occurred in this moment now, many would not withstand the energies at this time. And this is why they have held it back. And This is why also those of the blue avian spheres are here to filter the energies down to the earth, so you do not feel the full impact, the full brunt of these energies at any given time. But they are going to get stronger, much stronger. So what is just saying, get ready. They're coming.
And also, I heard like a couple of weeks ago in my sleep, I heard the name for this drug, morphine or something like morphine. And when I asked why I heard this name for this drug, I kind of like got an answer that you will need it.
And if that is the answer you're getting from source within you, then I would suggest that you follow it.
Yes, I did research what drugs have for morphine. So, yes, kind of, I got prepared.
Other questions here?
I have a question. You mentioned the blue avian, and I heard a webcast where they said that the blue avians are starting to slowly leave so that the stronger energies can come in because we're sort of ready for it. Are the blue avians starting to leave, or are they still stationed where they always have been?
They are stationed where they have been, but they are monitoring these energies greatly, and they are allowing more and more of these energies to filter through. In some ways, you can say they are lowering the barriers here. Or the force field.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
When we did the healing with Charles, I forgot that I've been having, I had a brain tumor in 1998, and ever since then, about once every 6 months, I would have like TIA symptoms, trans ischemic attack symptoms, and I forgot to mention that. So what do I do about that?
Healing that was given here was for all, and for you in particular, and for anyone else that was ready to receive this healing, you received it in the way that you needed in the moment. If it did not completely take away whatever the malady is, and this is for all now, if it did not completely take away the malady, then you are not fully in alignment with your source at this point. In other words, you did not fully believe that it would work, and therefore it did not. You must have faith. Did not Yeshua say, it is the faith that has set you free? It is the faith that has healed you?
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
This is what is needed here. You can believe it, but you must allow it. That is what is missing often. Or you begin to then question. And once you begin to question, did it work? Then you can find that it did not work. This is what keeps all of you from finding complete healing within yourself. That questioning within you, that doubt, that DT, as we are hearing it now, doubting Thomas. We do not want doubting Thomases here. Let it go. Be everything that you came here to be. And that in itself, once you have fully allowed yourself to be you and the connection of you with your higher self, with the source within you, once that has fully occurred, there will be no more maladies of any kind.
I have a question regarding that.
Yes.
Okay. I remember before that healing session started, and I'm not sure who it was said by, they did say there were two conditions or reasons why it wouldn't work, other than the doubting, because I know a lot of us have that, but it was like something like one might be a contract or something, and I can't remember exactly what they were, a contract or somehow it's benefiting you. Do you remember what those two
things
were? Yes,
if there is a contract involved here and you have not released the contract, and we say that completely here, if you have not released that contract, then it will continue on until you either release the contract or fulfill it, one or the other.
So the surrendering protocol should work on that because you'd be...
That is correct.
Even if you
yes.
didn't know you had a contract and you have a
yes.
malady, you
yes.
could use that.
This is okay. why this was given you earlier here,
okay.
in this weekend here.
Got it. Yeah.
That is the contract.
That's the contract.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there's not two things. Is that one thing?
That is one thing here in terms of the contract. There is also that which is intention. And if the intention is not there, then it will not happen. In other words, if there is a one who is wanting to be healed by their family members, but this one does not want to be healed themselves, then they will not be. See?
I think the other thing I might be thinking of, if I could talk to Charles, was he was talking to Moses about, I don't know, in his body that's maybe occurring, but he mentioned that it wasn't a karmic thing, and he said it was something else. And
that is for a later time for you to discuss with
oh,
this one.
Oh, okay.
Would there be any other questions here before we release channel?
Yes, this is Lorelei. How are you? What an amazing what an amazing experience that was. And I wanted to ask you two questions, Ashley. The first, I have had throughout the past maybe 7 years, I guess, every now and then a visitation by we'll all kind of call a consortium of people, of individuals or beings supporting me. And they all come at the same time. And it's Jesus, Gandhi, Dr. Martin Luther King, my father, my grandmother, and Buddha. And what I want to call sort of like a funny little gentleman who's kind of occurs to me like a kind of a court jester who hangs out with the Buddha. And he's always, you know, kind of laughing and making jokes. So, I mean, first of all, those guys are all together with you? Because I felt them also in the room with us. All of those individuals are there with you and the Ascended Masters and the Angels. Am I correct on that? Or?
They're not going to say that all, as you have just described, were here, but many were. And to begin to explain or identify all that were here would take a great deal of time here. For there were many hundreds and even somewhat in the thousands here. They were everywhere here. Everywhere in the area, in different dimensions, and many were in the higher dimensions looking down from that dimension into this one. And participating in this process.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And then my other question for you, because I was reading again about the Dalai Lama today, and I was reading a book that was referencing him, and I'm a little confused about the Dalai Lama because I always had a great sort of reverence for him. And then recently in the past couple of years, it started popping up this question that he had some connection to the cabal, and I don't know if that's just like trying to deface him or something to the effect of there were several Dalai Lamas and some were on the light and some were not. So can you shed some light on that?
Here is how we are going to answer that. There is much information and much disinformation out there. We cannot give you directly, though, answer to this. This will come as you are moving fully into the truth realm here, which you are not yet in.
Okay. Thank you.
There are some things we are forbidden to do, and this was one of them. We cannot speak about another individual that is here unless it is directly relevant to those of you that are associating with this one in some way.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like I want to read his writings. I've read his writings. And some of his writings, I mean, at the same time, they would seem like very profound and also maybe very unattainable, almost like you'd have to almost be perfect to have that going on. And so I don't know whether to listen to his writings or not. That's where I'm coming from.
This is where you need to use your own discernment and ask within yourself the answer for this, mm-hmm. and it will come to you.
Okay, thank you.
Not always look for answers outside of self. Look for the answers within self. And with that, we are going to release channel here. But before we do, the other one wants to just pop in and say goodbye.
Okay.
He is here now.
The other one.
Well, we are back, yes. And there is indications of many different things going on. We find within each of you now, we are searching within you. No, we are not reading your minds or anything of that nature, although sometimes we do that. But we are not necessarily doing that now, but we are reading your feelings, reading the indications of those things which have improved over this weekend. And they are many that have improved over this weekend. And we are so overjoyed in working with this group and being a part of this group and a part of this wonderful family that has formed together here. And my goodness, what a wonderful experience this has been for us. And we have so enjoyed the time that we could be joyful and funny and laugh with you, and you laugh with us, and we make fun of you. And no, that is not correct. We do not make fun of you. We tried to slip that in, but we knew it wouldn't get by you here. We have fun with you. We certainly have fun with you. We have a great deal of entertainment in working with you. And yes, it is true that we look down and we see things that are going on. And yes, sometimes we join in with your discussions and listen in. And that is how we are then able to assist you in these types of sessions in knowing some of the things that you had already discussed. So this is a part of the process, and if you do not mind, we will continue to do this. Never to the point, though, we know this came up at one point, never to the point of eavesdropping on your privacy. Do not ever think in those terms. No one eavesdrops on your privacy from the higher dimensions. Okay?
Okay.
So with that, we will say adieu, so long, goodbye, sayonara, adios, hasta la vista,
au revoir,
you heard that?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.